السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا هذا المفتي عبد القادر صاحب، دامت بركاته. مفتي صاحب, I hope you are in the best of health. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. هذا المفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Swafat, verses 99, 100 and 101. We continue with the incident episode regarding Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Khalilullah, the special friend of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when truth is spoken, then people always find it very difficult to accept. Hence they said, let's build a furnace and then we will cast him, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, in that furnace and fire. Even today in a place there in Turkey called Urfa, the remnants and the relics are there. And what do we see? That how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala humiliated this opposition of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And as Almighty Allah taught us in yesterday's lesson, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. So what happens? They cast him and threw him into the fire whilst he is airborne. The archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, comes to him and says, what can I do for you, O Khalilullah? This is Iman-e-Kamil, perfect, complete Iman, faith, conviction. He, Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, says, Amma ilayk fala hajat ali. As for you, I have no need, O Jibreel alayhi salam. I have recited, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. He is the best one to take care of my affairs and matters. Whenever we in a tight corner, a tight spot, read, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Chapter 3, verse 173. And add with that, for ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Chapter 22, verse 78. The last line of the 17th juice. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And thereafter, add for ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So now when he's reaching the fire, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the fire and says, chapter 21 and verse number 69 and 70, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We said and instructed, يَا نَارُ, O you fire, O you inferno, O you the blazing fire, Kuni barda, become a place of coolness. Wasalama, a place of safety. You know, today where there's a fire raging on, you have the fire brigade and the fire personnel. What they are, fireproof. So yeah, Almighty Allah made it for him fireproof. Remember that. That is the miracle, the mu'jiza of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. For him, Khalilullah Ibrahim. And these enemies, وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا, and they who were plotting, planning against him, against Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ, and we made them the biggest losers, and we made them the biggest failures. Chapter 21, verses 69-70, has Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam be saved. All this happens there in Iraq, and all these cities are very historic, whether they are called, you must remember, Babylon, or whether they are called, you must remember, the city, the country, Iraq, and so forth and so on. Now what does he do? After all this, وقال, he announces to the people, I am here in Iraq, now I am leaving you. I am making hijrah. إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, I am going now, إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, to my Allah, meaning I am going to go and please Almighty Allah even more now. I will leave my motherland, because this is a toxic society filled with kufr and shirk and with blasphemy and polytheism, and Almighty Allah will guide me and lead me to where must I go. So he left Iraq and went to Bilad al-Sham, and that is Palestine, that was his final destination. Therefore Almighty Allah states immediately after that, chapter 21 verses 69-70, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ اللَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we rescued him and his nephew Lut alayhi salam towards that land. بَارَكْنَا, we placed the barakah, blessing there. So in that land, the land of Palestine, لِلْعَالَمِين, for all the people of the world. So therefore the jutlas, the haramis and the settlers want it, but they can't be receiving it because the haramis and murderers and rapists and so forth and so on. So Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam's hijrah starts from Iraq via Egypt and so forth, and then he lands up there in Palestine. Now he's getting old. He's now 80 years old plus minus, and he cries to Almighty Allah in his old age, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. He has two wives. He has Sayyida, remember Hajra radiallahu anha, whom he received from there in Egypt, and then he had Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, the old wife. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Two ways to translate this. Ya Allah, grant me pious children, pious men, you see, meaning boys and so forth. And min as-salihin, normal children, that they must have no defect and so forth and so on and challenges. Those of you who only got sons, 5 sons, 8 sons, 10 sons, and no daughters, then you just change the wording little bit. Rabbi habli min as-salihat. Ya Allah, grant me daughters out of your fadl, out of your grace, mercy, and benevolence. So this is a wonderful, wonderful dua for those who want to become pregnant, you ladies, and those who want sons, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Those who want daughters, Rabbi habli min as-salihat. So now he made this dua. And after that, Almighty Allah let Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha conceive, and she gave birth to who? To Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. What are the qualities of Ismail alayhi salam? Ismail means the one who listens to Almighty Allah jalla wala. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ, hence after the dua, thereafter subsequently, we gave him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the glad tidings, بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, of a young person, and he'll be very, very forbearing, very, very patient, and so forth. So that is how this first and only son at that time, you know, according to Genesis and the Bible and so forth, they say he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, at that time was 86 years old. So this is how Almighty Allah jalla wala conferred these bounties and favors on Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Two prophets and messengers, both in their old age, and they cried and petitioned Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, give us sons. One Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. Allah granted him Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Second Nabi prophet that begged Almighty Allah Jalla wala in his old age, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, his wife Alicia, Elizabeth as you will say, and now he is old, and he says, chapter 3 verse 38, Rabbi habali min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. O Allah, grant me from your side such offspring and such awlad and progeny that are pure, chaste. Innaka sami'ud du'a. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to the dua and answers it and responds to it. And Allah Jalla wala blessed him with Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam during his old age. So when we make dua and beg and petition Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we must never ever become disillusioned and go into despair. Allah Jalla wala knows what is best for us at all times, all places, all situations and all conditions. Alhamdulillah, praise Almighty Allah when things are favorable, and praise Allah and aid these words when things are not so favorable. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We praise you, Ya Allah, in all situations and all cases. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today the 23rd of Safar 1446 and Gaza genocide day number 327. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Two jutlas dispatched to hell, many many more injured and so forth. So we beg Almighty Allah to decimate and dismantle the entire apartheid regime and the government and everybody else of Israel. It is a rogue terrorist regime. The Greek ship that is there in the Mediterranean Sea or whatever it is. So you must remember that the Houthis have struck it last week, and now it's leaking oil, and it is crude oil supposed to go to Israel. Well done to the Houthis. And now America says they want to salvage it, but they can't because the Houthis are shooting and that. Well done. Whether it's Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan. Whether it is the Houthis, the Shias, we say well done to you. Anybody causes harm to America, to Israel, whoever it is, it can be an atheist also, we will support them and make dua for them. Allah Jalla wala give them true hidayat and true belief system in Islam. And Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bil rajul al fajir, that verily sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims to assist and help Muslims and help Islam also. So Israel is celebrating that they rescued the hostage. They didn't rescue him. He was left there in a tunnel, and by mistake they discovered him. But look at the comparison. When they found him, all their media say that he was in good condition. And when you come, they release Palestinians, they rape them, they torture them, and they totally finish them up. That is the difference the world is seeing. Who are the biggest terrorists today on earth? That are Israel and its father, because it's an illegitimate child, and that is Britain. And you must remember America. Just look at Gitmo and see. Over 20 years, Guantanamo Bay, the torture goes on, and see what's happening here. So that is what happens. We must call them what they are, call a spade a spade. The entire opposition should resign there in Israel. They're good for nothing, Lapid and so forth. And that is one of the articles that appear in the Haaretz newspaper. Israeli soldier who raped Palestinians is considered a hero. Can you believe that? They're parading him everywhere. That is Israel, a sick society, the gay people. Therefore, we say one settler, one bullet, one jutla, one bullet in Israel, and that will solve solve all the problems, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Saudi Arabia, all you Salafi scholars for dollars, you have sold your soul to the devil. You see Al Jazeera, they expose Israel, they expose the Zionist regime, and so forth and so on. So now there is a big tug of war going on, and there is a big collision between MBS on Saudi Arabia and MBZ, you understand, of Emirates. Both murtads, both haramis, both shaitan and khabisul khabis. So remember that. So now Saudi Arabia, they have Al Arabiya. Arabiya is English channel and in the Arabic channel. So Saudi Arabiya is becoming a Zionist channel. How you like that? And that is mentioned in the RH newspaper. They have one of their guys in the army, Hagari. So remember that he appears very often on Saudi TV, and he gives them the Israeli perspective against Hamas, because the Saudi regime are dead against Hamas. Remember that. You're an idiot if you think they are helping Hamas and so forth and so on. If they give Hamas $100, they'll give Israel $1,000 million. They just give them the crumbs. You must be an idiot to think otherwise. And this is in the Haaretz newspaper. Can you believe that? EU, the European Union too, is thinking about and mulling about sanctioning Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. You European Union, you good for nothing. 11 months almost have passed, and yet you have not sanctioned them. You should have sanctioned them already long time ago. These are the biggest terrorists, murderers, rapists. They encourage their people to rape the Palestinians, because the whole problem never started on the 7th of October 2023. The problem didn't start in 1948. It started long before that, when Zionism just came into existence. They said after World War II that there's a people without a land, that are the Jutlas and the Jews, and there's a land without a people. That was the slogan of Zionism, a land without a people. When they surveyed and looked at Palestine, they said these Palestinians are not people, they are animals. And therefore they made the slogan. You need to understand. Go read more about the Rothschilds. Go and read more about the Zionists, and so forth and so on. I have a wonderful book, you must remember, called Jews. And in that book is written there that we, the Jews, brought about two, you see, a new apostle, a new prophet. And one was who? You must remember, capitalism. So that is who? The Rothschilds. And then we brought another prophet. Prophet is one prophet but two faces. He is the master of capitalism, Rothschild. And then we have the other face of it, Karl Marx. Both Jews. So remember, and what do you find? You find that these are the people, if they're not Jews, they're sympathetic to Jews. So it's just like a Jew. So anyway, Karl Marx, remember, he said we must destroy everything. So this is the old tactic of it. Blumenthal has mentioned this as well. So I have a wonderful book. Every day I must give you one thing what they used to do. Namibia bars and prevents a ship from going to Israel carrying weapons. Well done to Namibia. The noose is getting tighter on Israel, and nobody can help them. That the world is seeing who the war criminals are, who is guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. Two Jewish Orthodox newspapers condemn Ben-Gvir. He says he wants to put up a synagogue right there in the Aqsa compound. Where is your Arab regimes? Ayyuhal Hukam, ay Hukam al-Arab, antum murtaddun, antum khabithun, innakum ghaddarun. You are bigger shaitans, you Arab countries. You can't even speak one word properly against them. Condemning, that condemning is not worth the paper on which it is. You must remember that. Sever all ties with Israel. Tell them to go to hell. Say no Jutla is allowed in your countries. You need Iman to do all these things here. So they say a Palestinian killed an Israeli guard because he had motives. Obviously he left motives. So when you torture them, you go and treat them like, you know, animals, as you said yourself. So remember, he justified in killing your guard and so forth. We will hail him as a hero. Very good. White House applied pressure on Zuckerman. You mustn't give out all the information regarding the COVID and don't speak about it too much. And now they got mpox, the monkey pox. They want to make the world into monkeys and donkeys. So that is what they do. But they will tell you democracy, human rights, and so forth. They're the biggest haramis, remember these things here. And you see that now the blacks and the Palestinians, they must have solidarity there in America, and then they can make a big impact there on the elections there in America. You see, Trump is in trouble again, so now they're indicting him again, because what he did when he lost the elections there to Biden 4 years ago. Denmark to close the embassy, their embassy. Denmark will close their embassy in Mali and Burkina Faso. Go to hell, you whiteys and you Western countries. You want to come and rape Africa, steal their resources and steal their minerals and what have you. So pack up and go. We say good riddance to you. So all these African countries, they all suffer from a complex, remember, inferiority complex. They look at few big guys, use them, what they did in South Africa. They told them, you ANC, everybody will become a millionaire. And they fell in the same trap. And the people on the ground, what they got? They got potatoes and they got crumbs. That's what happened. So that is why, how they fooled them. Macron not prepared to appoint a prime minister from the left wing, but they won the elections compared to him. So big turmoil and chaos there in France as well. Algeria, can you believe? Algezair, Algeria, Algiers, we've been there with Allah's help. They're playing a very, very important role for gas, oil to the EU. If they switch off and say no more gas to European Union and oil, there'll be big turmoil there, and winter is coming in that part of the world. So remember that that is what will happen there. So Algeria can play a very, very important vital role. Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, says the West is playing with fire. If you're going to give ballistic missiles to Ukraine and they can start shooting into Russia, then you will see dance al the puppet dance. Can you believe now Bibi Netanyahu, the harami, the war criminal butcher of Gaza, he tells America, you must look after my son Yair. He is there, ran away because Hamas will put a bullet in his front side and back side. So he's sitting there in America. Now he tells America, no, you need to give him special security because Iran might assassinate him. He sees Iran day and night, Bibi. You see, he can't sleep, the harami. See, this is a good news for you, because most people go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, they don't even know what's going on. There is a Pakistani. He was not even qualified. But what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha, Allah gives honor to whoever he wishes. Allah does graces whoever he wishes. So now they had a calligraphy competition. Egyptian, Turkey, and this country, and Arab countries, and so forth. You know, when you stand in front of the master, in the darbar, in the court of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you see that Quranic verses there. So who wrote that? Who was the calligrapher? His name, Shafiq Uzzaman Khan. Shafiq Uzzaman Khan, he hails from Pakistan, and he's known now as the Khattat Madina, as the Khattat Haram in Al-Masjid Nabawi. He chose his as the best calligraphy, and you will see it. They're not now, many years ago they put it up. Imagine, he wasn't qualified and he begged them from a young, tender age. He loved writing Arabic calligraphy, and Allah honored him now, and he stays in Medina Munawwara. So well done to you, and we wrote Pakistan on the map there. Imagine he beat the Arabs and everybody else. Take India now. Everywhere there's politics involved. There is an organization, it's called the ICC, International Cricket Council. So now who's going to be the main guy, the chairman? Amit Shah. Amit Shah is a terrorist. But if you look at the biggest problem in India is who? Modi and Amit Shah and the BJP and RSS. So Amit Shah, his son Jay Shah, who's only 35 years old, becomes the chairman of the ICC. So how much politics will be involved there? And he says, I will going to change a lot of things involved there. He'll make life maybe difficult for Pakistan and Bangladesh and all these people, because India is a main player. So this whole thing of cricket, soccer, all that, remember, is all bribery, corruption. How the hell can Saudi Arabia, a tin-pot dictator, no human rights at all, host a World Cup in 2034, millions and billions were given to FIFA and so forth, and idiots and fools and donkeys followed them day and night, but the whole thing is cooked up. Can't you use your brains? Afala ta'qilun. Amit Shah says about the Muslims, we can get rid of them and so forth. Go read his lectures and so forth. 10,000 vaccines already landed in Nigeria. Ask the politicians and the people they're running, how much did you collect? You remember 500 billion were given to South Africa during COVID. Ask them, where's that money? Upilomali baba hayazi. They just pocket it and so forth. And then they tell you there's water shedding, load reduction. Corrupted to the core. Nigeria also corrupted to the core. Whether you go to Lagos, whether you go to Abuja, whether you go to Kano, wherever you go, you will find corruption there. So 10,000 vaccine and there's already landed. But Congo, nothing still. They say, no, it's still going to come. All this is cooked up. Monkeypox, you see, take the K out, moneypox, to make people fools. Iran says, Iran is not a harami, Shia's kuffar. Iran says, now we will accept the West to inspect the uranium plant. It's already ready, so it's very good. Iran must get the bomb. We're 100% on that. Why the hell can Israel have an atomic nuclear bomb and this bomb, and Iran can't have? So Iran also must have, every Arab country must have, but they're bootlicking, you know how it goes and so forth. Look at this one here. You'll understand, meat is going to go from South Africa to Saudi Arabia. With a halal logo, nohal. You understand, on top of it? You don't understand nohal. So I've been going there to Haramain from 74. The last trip was 2020. So I always said this, remember this. And Hazrat Muhammad Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib told me early in the 70s already, 76, 77, around then, he said, ke bahir ka gosh mat khana. You must never eat all these foreign meat and imported meat entering Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara. So our ruling will remain the same. All this imported meat from South Africa, from Brazil, from Hong Kong, wherever it comes from, all haram, not permissible. What Saudi Arabia got to do with halal and haram? Yesterday, I think 100 people sent me that, made in Saudi Arabia, this pork, this alcohol, everything going on. Only the Salafis are blind. Therefore, to become a grand mufti in Saudi Arabia, you have to be blind. That's one of the conditions, it seems like. Bin Baz was blind. This guy, Ali Sheikh, is blind. And I think the Naib, the deputy, also is blind. So India's police fired tear gas at protesters, remember that. So that is there in Calcutta, because they're still protesting. Bangladesh floods leaves millions of people negatively impacted. Things are very bad there. Allah have mercy on them. UAE, can you believe the founder of Telegram? He's a citizen of Russia and a citizen of UAE. How many millions they must obey him? So they want access to him there in Paris, in Paris, because they say he is a citizen of UAE as well. So they want to see. South Africa, I told you, people pick and pay, closing many stores in South Africa. Our boycott is working. Boycott, McDonald's, all haram. I exposed them yesterday also. These halal logos, can you really? It's all money-making gimmick. I sent it out to thousands of people about McDonald's and so forth, and they say they're not Zionists. Can you believe that nonsense? So pick and pay, closing many stores. Boycott, pick and pay. Boycott Woolworths. Boycott McDonald's. McDonald's, KFC, and your Starbucks, all haramis. We Muslims must have iman. A petition to recall the Joburg mayor. Yesterday was a comical day for me. One of the politicians, you must remember, is asking me for a strategy. So-called, you know, politician and this type of thing. So I told him, what you're asking me? You want to curry favor with me? After you curried favor with the ANC and they gave you a kick up your backside with your mayor, he didn't know what to do. is say Jazakallah. You must tell them straight on their face, man, what favor they doing us. So Africa Forum wants Sloppy to be kicked out of the JSC. Today we have a wonderful program, esteemed listeners. 8:30 to 9, we have Professor Yaqub Didat. He's an interesting personality. He met me at the airport when I arrived in Lusaka. When I departed also, he met me. So 8:30 to 9, Professor Yaqub Didat with Maulana Zaid Khan, 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2, Tafsir. So inshallah, fire up Maulana Salim Kareem. Inshallah, we answer as many questions as possible, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, the imam at the masjid, kurta is long and passes the ankle. Is the salah valid behind this imam?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Here there are three issues. Is the salat of the muqtadis, musallis valid or not valid? Is valid. Two, is this imam right or wrong? He's totally wrong. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma asfala min al-ka'bain, so that whatever is below the ankles and so forth for the man, so finnar, it is in Jahannam and so forth, so that is not permissible. Third issue, the trustees are also to blame. The imam is to blame and the trustees who appointed him also are to blame. So therefore, they just look at the person, how he reads and so forth, whether his business dealings are good, whether he's visiting a church or not, they don't bother who closed the masajid and went to court and so forth and all. So can we read salat behind such people? You can't read salat behind such people. So yeah, the trustees are also guilty. And if the imam's trouser or kurta and is right below the ankle sweeping the floor, and so your salat will be valid, but the sin will be upon him. But remember, where the people commit such crimes, that where they went to church and so forth, so then they go right out of the fold of Islam, then salat is not valid.
Mufti Sahab, a question from a sister. Can salah be read in pajamas with a burqa that completely covers everything?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has taught us in the noble Quran certain adab and etiquettes and so forth regarding salat. So the first answer will be for you, sister. Now you woke up and you relieved yourself, made wudu, all that, in your pajama, nighty, as the woman called it, nighty. And then they put a big long burqa and so forth, as long as it's not transparent and so forth and so on. So then it will be valid. But the question we are answering now is something else. To wear such clothes and perform salat when you are in appointment and you're in communication with Almighty Allah, is it desirable? That's the question. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Ya Bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O you children of Adam alayhi salam, male and female, when you go for salat, whether you go into the masjid, to the mosque for the men, like I'll be leaving just now after the Q&A, or you the women who read at home, so which type of clothing must you use? Take your beauty. Respectable clothes, don't mean new clothes, when you're performing salat. Chapter 7, verse 31. So we will say the salat is valid, but is not good, is undesirable, unethical, but salat is valid. Sisters, when you want to go to a meeting, you have to go for a wedding, how you posh up, you dress to impress. So yeah, also speaking to Allah, so change your clothes and wear decent, respectable clothes, and then go into salat. Not you just got your pajamas and nighty and just put a burqa on and so forth. So remember, salat will be done, but it's not good to do so.
Mufti Sahab, I have an attachment syndrome. I left madrasa a couple years back, but I constantly think of my apa. My heart is always heavy. Please advise, what dua do I read?
You think of the apa, and maybe the apa is thinking of the papa. So a lot of things are going on in this world today. You don't know. So all this is what? You know the surah. You waswi sufi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. Anything that is haram, and now you start fantasizing about it. People watch the movies, adult movies, and this movies, and pornography, and so forth. So then, and all these thoughts come to them right in salat. heart also, Allah forbid. So chapter 7 verse 200, Quran Kareem gives us the ilaj and the cure, my brother. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. When the shaitan gives you a vaccine, when the Satan, Lucifer, gives you an injection, so say, meaning he brings all these evil thoughts in your mind, say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. You, Papa, you must do three things. Whenever you think like this, say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Second, let لَا يُحَافِذُ عَلَى الْهُدُوءِ إِلَّا Mu'min, only the true believer will stay in hudu and ablution as far as possible. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, stay in hudu as long as possible. And third one, daily give charity, then slowly, slowly the love for Appa will decrease and the love for Allah Jalla Wala will increase. The ishq and love for Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will increase, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, this is a serious health issue with our mothers and sisters who go for Umrah, who are taking contraceptive pills, and it's causing blood clots and serious health problems, and in certain instances, death. Mufti Saab, what is the Shariat's masla for our mothers and sisters who are going for Umrah and they are having menses?
Totally haram it is. So many times we told you, ladies, totally haram. So remember all this. You see, today, yesterday I had tafsir day in the masjid, Jami Masjid, for over 20 years with Allah's help is carrying on Tuesday nights. Then we have Q&A. So then I told the brother also, today if you speak of Muslims, Muslims generally, across the world, all continents, all countries, name is Bilal, but Bilal thinks like Bali. Name is Maryam, but Maryam thinks just like Mary. Now why must you take the contraceptive? You want to take the contraceptives? No. I want to read Salat in the Haram. I want to read Salat inside Masjid Nabawi. I want to perform my Umrah. I want to perform my Tawaf. First of all, for these reasonings, yeah, is it permissible for a lady to take all these medications? It's not permissible. Yes, in Hajj, we give some gunjaish, we give some scope and so forth, because of Tawafu Ziyara, Hanafi terminology, because of Tawaful Ifada, Shafi, Hanbali, Maliki terminology, that Tawaf is compulsory. And if the lady does not perform it, then remember, husband-wife relationship is not permissible, and the Hajj is incomplete and so forth. That is not the case in Umrah, so therefore you can't apply Qiyas and analogy and so forth. So remember, you ladies who take contraceptives and all this, all haram, all these things here. Yeah. The main thing is intention is tainted and polluted. Umrah nunam ne marukam. So the main intention is to go for shopping. The main intention is to go for holiday. The main intention is get a jol in a party there. That I wore this abaya, I wore this clothing, I wore this, I bought this, I bought this. Majority of the people today are like that. So we must be very clear, you ladies, at home also is not permissible for you to use contraceptives, and whether you're in Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara, is haram and not permissible, these things here. So we must get out of that and lead a total natural life. These are all unnatural things, and see how it's harming you physically, spiritually, and in all ways there. And bigger problems is creating. I give you one example. Lady is in menses, right? She's in Makkah. Now they told her, take this medicine, and so forth. Now she thought she's pak, she's clean, and so forth. Then when she went and performed the Umrah, now she comes back, and then she cut her hair, everything, and then remember, maybe a husband-wife relationship, so many things took place. The next day she sees she's bleeding again. So obviously that Umrah is not valid because of your haste and because of using all these contraceptives. Let nature take its course. Inna Allah kataba hadhihi ala banati Adam. Allah Ta'ala has ordained and prescribed this upon the daughters of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, is authentic hadith this. So sisters, remember, one is the rule. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius he was, used to say, "Ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhu al-ba'ath." One is the general law. So contraceptives, all haram in Islam. Yes, there might be one, two cases, you'll understood, that's the exception to the rule. But you are making it the rule now, and that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, I was speaking to a family member who intends going for Umrah with his sheikh. He mentioned that if his sheikh reads Salah in the hotel, he will follow him and read Salah in the hotel as well, and not go to the haram, as there is more barakah in following the sheikh. Is this correct?
The sheikh also is a jahil, and you also a jahil. That is what we call peer parasti. You ride by the haram sharif, and you say that if your sheikh is old and sickly, that is a different thing. But the way the question is posed, that the sheikh is very happy that my murid is not going to the haram, he's reading salat here with me. If he's a true sheikh, he will shout and he will rebuke and reprimand that murid and disciple and tell him, go to the haram, what you reading salat here? I'm old, I'm sickly. So if he encourages it, then he's also jahil, and that murid also is jahil. In Islam, there's no peer parasti. So therefore, if you look at Iran was conquered in 640 in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and right till 1500 Gregorian calendar is a Sunni country, from where Ibn Majah comes, from where Imam Muslim comes. So all of them come from Iran, you must remember that. And so many great people, and Imam Abu Hanifa's family from Iran and so forth. Anyway, so in 1501, there was a person, he used the Sufi Azam, Tasawwuf, Pir Pir Muridi business, and Ismail Safavi, and he played it like a very pious person. Thousands of people then joined him, and then Shia Azam flourished, and 1501, Gregorian calendar, first thing they did, they chopped up and they murdered and killed the Sunni ulama and so forth. And today you will see Imam Muhammad bin Hassan al-Shaybani, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, the student of Imam Malik rahimahullah, the teacher of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, nam nishan nahi. You see Tehran, and next to it is the twin city Ray. I've been to both, obviously. So you won't find the sign of Imam Muhammad's grave Mubarak nowhere. They destroyed everything of the Sunnis. So this is, I give you another example. A person used to wear turban, then suddenly he becomes murid. The sheikh don't wear or discourages them. So which kind of sheikh is that, I'm asking you? So you must, this is Sunnat al-Nabawiyyah, but say, no, I must wear a hat like my sheikh. So since when that is ibadat? You must remember, ibadat, the greatest ibadat is what Quran says. Chapter 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and remember that Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. The sawwuf is very important, but that tasawwuf where there is hulu and people just follow the sheikh blindly, we don't accept that. Remember that. Sometimes you get the jahils also, he become the sheikh. They busy touching the woman are touching them, and how many incidents we know of this. So therefore we must be very, very careful who we take as our sheikh and so forth.
This is a strange question. Is it permissible to eat frogs?
To eat frogs, not permissible according to all four schools. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is the most lenient. He says, Jami'u ma fil bahri halal. He says, everything in the ocean is halal, illa dhifda. Dhifda refers to frogs. Dhifda, dhafadi is the plural. And remember that Hanafi say not permissible because it's not a fish and so forth. So why does Imam Shafi from the entire things in the ocean, he excludes this frog? Because this hadith in Abu Dawood, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an qatli difda. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow people to kill frogs. So remember that. Beside frog, everything else halal. And that is the fatwa verdict of the Shafi'i school and the Hanbali school also, much more flexibility compared to the Hanafis, Malikis also. Only Hanafis on the other side, they say everything not permissible, only fish and whatever belongs to the fish family permissible. So all four schools will tell you that frog is not permissible for Muslim consumption and so forth. We should know they don't take out from their pockets. See a beautiful one, you students, you ulama, and who are learning, because usulul fiqh is another subject today in our da'alums. There are so many subjects that are really not taught properly, or they don't even pay emphasis to it. You see these girls' madrasas, they make me laugh, you know. They say they're alima and so forth. I ask them, which kitab you do in usulul fiqh? They don't even know whether they're coming or going, majority of them. So remember Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah's great usul. And he said, Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'imma. What the imams and the jurors had to say, sharhul li sunnah, that is a commentary of the sunnah, the ahadith mubarakah. Wa jami'u ma taquluhu as-sunnah, and what the sunnah teaches us, the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, sharhul lil Quran, that is the commentary of the Quran Sharif. Where did Imam Shafi say this? Go open his work, Kitabul Umm, you will find it. Go open Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran by Allama Jalaluddin in Suyuti, you will find it there. So therefore, we need to understand things properly and not fool ourselves. Ham to alim ban gaye and ham to allama ban gaye. You have to go and study 40, 50 years, then you will get some knowledge. Not just hit around and waste time and all these things there.
Mufti Saab, lady says she wants to marry a man who is divorced, but his ex-wife's lawyers not allowing them to marry. So she wants to know what dua to read to solve this problem.
So when that husband came by you, he came with the BMW. Then the BMW, after 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, became BMX. He divorced you. And now you must remember that you want to marry it, that everything is khalas, is finished. So you want to marry another person, but he, your ex-husband, is telling the ex-wife, and his lawyer is saying, no, you can't marry. So we need to understand the situation here. When your husband divorced you, the nikah is finished, and now you are married civil marriage. So in a case like that, remember, they're threatening you that you can't get married, because legally, according to the civil marriage, you're still married to him and so forth. So very easy, you must remember, you must make a counterclaim and say, no, you don't want to be married to him on ABC reason and so forth and so on. They can make life difficult for you, charge you, you know, bigamy and whatever and all these things, you know, kuffar law. So anyway, sister, that what you need to do is go to your jamiyats, go to a sharpshoot lawyer, and then you solve the problem like that. Allah make easy. Don't forget Professor Yaqub Didat's interview today, 8:30 with Mu'azahid Khan. Inshallah Aziz, today is Wednesday. Make special dua between Zohar and Asr. Make dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah, for Palestine. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshallah. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.